Frank here, and welcome back to 15 Minutes with Frank, where this is the podcast where you spend 15 minutes with me, Frank, and I talk to you about my youth group and my student ministry, and it's going to be a good time. If you haven't done so yet, please subscribe, like, do everything you need to do. Share this with a friend. Let them know about this podcast. It would mean the world to me if you let someone else know about what we have going on here, all right? We have a little bit different of an episode today because I had to cancel youth group on Sunday. I had to cancel it. My youth group meets Sunday nights at 6:30. Doors open at 6, but 6:30 is the time we say we start. And I had to cancel. I had to make the decision around 2, 3 o'clock on Sunday whether or not we're going to cancel. And so kind of give you a perspective. It's like we are in Wisconsin, and so it snows and it's cold a lot up here. Like, it gets really, really cold. In fact, right now, it's like 9 degrees right now. But that's not abnormal. That's normal for Wisconsin to have winter for like 7 months a year. When I lived in Arkansas, it snowed, but not a ton of snow. But even like if there was like a little bit of a dusting, it would affect the roads. Like, schools would cancel and things like that. But to their credit, like Northerners and Midwesterners kind of laugh and scoff at the South whenever there's a little bit of snow and they start canceling and freaking out and all the bread and milk is gone. But to their credit, they don't have the snow plows like we have up here in Wisconsin. They don't have the kind of luxuries the infrastructure, the systems in place to be able to deal with even a little bit of snow, much less what we are dealing with up here. But this past weekend, a big snowstorm came in, and if you live in the Midwest, you're very well aware of it because you were frozen solid this entire weekend. We had probably somewhere between like 8 to 10 inches of snow over the course of the weekend. And so with that, the back of my mind, I kept saying, I don't want to cancel, I don't want to cancel. We can do this, we can persevere, we can stand together because of the fact that we're in Wisconsin and snow isn't scary to us, right? We can do this. But Sunday morning came in, and the snow was already up to my ankles, and I was like, what are we going to do? It was kind of gross and messy outside. I remember driving into, like, tons of snow and sledding around a little bit, and so I thought to myself, I have to kind of figure out what we're going to do for youth group tonight. And so I texted my executive pastor, and I said, hey, can you kind of help keep in the back of your mind, and I'll keep it in the back of my mind, what we should do tonight, if we should cancel or not. We kind of kept it in the back of our mind, and we kind of went to church, and service was normal. We had lower numbers, but it wasn't like we didn't cancel. It was Communion Sunday. We just kept doing what we were always doing. And then after church, I texted him again. I said, what do you think? And while I was texting him, a couple of youth pastors in the area, we all started like a little Facebook chat, and we started asking each other, so what are you going to do? What are you planning? What are you thinking? We were talking about times when we canceled in the past and what happened and why we canceled and things like that. And so we all kind of guaranteed and promised each other that whatever we decide, we're going to let each other know. I decided to then text my executive pastor again and say, hey, what do you think? It's like 1 o'clock now, and it's still kind of gross outside. And he told me, hey, here's a good idea to help kind of play into your decision of whether or not you should cancel or not. Go ahead and call a handful of parents and ask them if we still had youth group tonight, would they actually bring their kid? And so I texted probably about 8 to 10 parents. About 2 of them said, if we had it, they would bring the kid, but if we didn't, no one would be upset about it. And I said, all right. And about everyone else said they weren't planning on bringing their kid. And so that was kind of an easy answer for me to understand that, like, you know, if we had it, there would still be a handful of kids. And I'm sure most, if not all of my leaders would have showed up. And it would have been, you know, a fun, intimate night. But why even risk it? Why even risk the opportunity for people to get in car accidents or people to get hit by other cars who don't know how to drive on snow? So I decided, hey, we're going to call it off. And so I messaged the other youth pastors, said, you know, we're going to call it off for the night. This is the reason why. And then I began the process of emailing, Facebooking, texting, all that stuff, telling my leaders to contact all their kids in their small group. I started trying to blow up everyone's phones to say, hey, we're canceling tonight. Stay home, stay safe, stay warm, all that kind of stuff. And then I began thinking, what am I going to do in lieu of small group? And so what I want to do is kind of share with you guys some of the ideas I've had that people have told me, and actually tell you what I did in these type of contexts, in these type of situations. Because I've had to cancel youth group before when I was in Arkansas, when I was in Florida. There's always some time where you have to cancel your youth group, even when you don't really want to. And maybe there's times where you cancel youth group when you really wanted to, and it was just convenient that the weather kind of agreed with you, right? But here's a couple of things I've done in the past, and maybe you can maybe do in your context, because we're in wintertime, and so if you live anywhere north of, like, you know, Alabama, it's going to get really snowy, and it's going to get messy. And if you live in the south, you deal with hurricane days and all this kind of stuff. So let me give you kind of some thoughts of what I would do or what I have done when it comes to canceling youth group. One thing I found is that when I cancel youth group, sometimes kids don't get that message, so kids still show up. And so when I cancel youth group and it's close to the time where it's already still happening, I might stick around maybe like 30 minutes longer into the time where youth group would start, and to receive any kids that have showed up and say, hey, you know, you can go ahead and go home because we've canceled, and they just missed the message or whatever. But in those situations, sometimes I say, hey, you can go home and, you know, drive safe. Or if you don't decide to go home, then, hey, let me go take you out and get a cheeseburger, or let me go get you a milkshake, or let's do something fun. I was talking to another youth pastor there. He said that one day they had a snow day, but he happened to still stay in the office, and then a couple kids did still show up regardless, and they just played games the entire time. And it was one of the most fun and meaningful times for him in his context to be able to play those different games. When everyone else decided to stay home because he canceled it, the kids that didn't get that message were able to have some special, like, one-on-one time with him and another volunteer leader playing a bunch of silly games. There was a couple times where I canceled it, but, like, a youth was already at church. And so while he was already at church, I said, hey, I'll take you home, but let's stop and get some McDonald's on the way or some Sonic on the way or whatever. And we go ahead and gone and got some snacks and some food. And it was a good intimate time. So one thing you can do in these days that you're canceled is have some intentional building up time with a student and, like, pour into them and treat them and say, you know, this is kind of try to hopefully you can kind of keep it like a secret, because, like, you don't want it to, like, say, like, hey, because you came, even though I canceled it, I'm going to treat you. And then other kids find out and they're like, what? I should have showed up anyways. Like, there's a way to kind of still keep that kind of confidentiality, I guess, to let them know, hey, I'm going to treat you, but let's kind of keep this between us. And so go get him a cheeseburger, go get him a milkshake, have some fun with that. Those are always good, meaningful times in case it gets canceled. One thing I've always thought was really cool, that someone brought up to me when I told him I was going to cancel, was to do Facebook Live or do a Facebook Live thing. I know just yesterday, I think, Instagram just announced Instagram Live. I played with it a little bit on my phone. So there's, like, these different modes where you can do live video, live streaming. Maybe, I know some people still use Periscope. I haven't used Periscope in over a year. But, like, there's these different kind of mediums where you can do a live feed. And so if there was a way to contact every student and say, hey, stay at home, but watch this live feed, and you can still do your message, or maybe change it up and do, like, a Q&A, maybe figure out some kind of, like, online game where you can, like, be live and maybe the students, like, challenge you to do stuff. Oh, there's a bunch of different ways you can play with this, but, like, now that we have, like, live video so accessible to us, I think that makes it a way where you can do live stuff pretty easily and simply, and still encourage that kind of community that you want to sustain every single week without having to break the budget and without having to force people. I think the hardest thing is finding the medium that everyone's on. I think with Instagram Live, that will be there, but it's kind of contingent to your mobile phone. I think it's contingent to, like, Instagram Stories, so that's only exclusive to your phone. I don't think you can check that on your computer. And I don't know about your context, but Facebook is dying in my context. There's, like, only, like, a handful of kids using Facebook in my context. So even though probably Facebook Live is the best platform right now for live video and conversations, not everyone is seeing that. So if you can figure out a way to get live video to all your students, that, I think, is a huge one, because there's something about that live element that can be fun. And then while the kids are at home, maybe they can even bring their parents into the conversation and say, hey, check out my youth pastor. He's doing this video. And that's a win for everybody. What I decided to do was, once I decided to cancel youth group, I went upstairs into our church's studio. We have this little, like, it's basically an empty room that we've converted into a studio space for, like, interviews and testimonies and special video things that we need to do. And I just wanted to use it because I had really good lighting in there. And I brought my camera and I brought my gear up there, and I decided to record my message. Because here's the honest truth. If you're like me, you hate canceling because you spend all week working on your message. You spend your whole week thinking about this thing, and you're like, I really, really want to do it. But then when you have to cancel, you, like, have this, like, desire not to cancel because you work so hard on the stuff, right? So I said, I'm still going to make the message because this, like, we're in a series that's only 3 weeks. And if you miss 1 week of the series and end up being a two-week series, the message kind of seems disjointed. And I didn't want the last message of this series being week two when week three was truly my finale. So I decided, hey, I'm going to record this anyway, just for the sake of I prepared for it. I was ready. I have my notes. I prayed about it. Let me still preach it. And I get it. Maybe only 5 kids will watch the video, right? Maybe only a handful of kids will actually even open it up and even watch it from beginning to end. That's probably even rarer. Maybe they'll only watch like a quarter of it or half of it, depending on how captivating you are in video. But I said, I'm still going to do it to be faithful to my kids. Maybe, just maybe, there's one kid out there who says, I'm going to watch this video from beginning to end because to me, it shows me that my youth pastor cares about me being in my word and having consistent community in some degree or fashion. If there's one kid that gets that, then it was totally worth it. So I spent about 20 minutes recording my sermon and then about another 10 minutes editing it. It was pretty one take, so it wasn't that difficult to edit it. And then I put it on YouTube and I went home. And when I got home, I was able to share it through all the platforms, MailChimp, Facebook, all that kind of stuff. And now my sermon's out there. I heard already from some people that people have watched the sermon and they really appreciated it. So it's cool that someone has seen it. And it was fun that people have actually listened to it and watched it. But that's what I decided to do. It's like live streaming wouldn't quite work because everyone was kind of everywhere. And I didn't want to have the disappointment of starting a live stream and only seeing 3 people like watching it and those 3 people not even being kids in my church. You know what I'm saying? So I decided, let me just do this YouTube video. So if they want to watch it today, this evening, before they go to bed, in the next day, if they watch it tonight, you know, later this week, it's fine. I'd rather have that happen and not really even know whether or not they watched it than have that kind of pressure with live stream where I could be disappointed. Does that make sense? But I don't know about you. I think we have all kinds of reasons why we won't want to cancel, and we want to hope that maybe the storm isn't that bad. And you know, that fear of like maybe you've canceled youth group before, and then you actually come to the time when the youth group would happen, and like there's not a drop in the sky. Like it's a beautiful day. It's like, why did I cancel? And I think for those of you who meet on Wednesday nights or during the week, it's easier for you because if the school cancels, then you can say, well, we're going to cancel. Well, for some people like me who have youth group on the weekend, it's kind of hard to make that determination. It's kind of all on you. And you don't want to make the wrong choice because you want church to seem like a value to our kids. But at the same time, you want to keep our kids safe. And a leader told me this week where it's like when it comes to this kind of like bad weather stuff and getting up and seeing each other, they said, I'd rather see you 100 times over the next year than one last time today. And what she meant by that was like, we could still meet and try to figure out a way to safely get to church, but what if something happens? Like, what if a parent drives after they drop off their kid and gets in a car accident? Like, that's on me now, right? What if a kid that's driving themselves doesn't know how to drive on snow and they get in an accident? Like, I don't want that pressure on me. I'm gonna see them infinite amount of times for the rest of this year and next year. Why make such a big deal over tonight? And at the end of the day, one missed night of youth group isn't going to end anything, right? It's not going to ruin your relationship with them. They're not going to forget about your student ministry. It's going to be okay. And I think also, I don't know if this is in your context, that pressure of other youth ministries taking your kids in the bed. If you're canceling youth group because of your because of the storm that's affecting your kids, I doubt they're going to go anywhere else. I mean, I think that's an insecurity that all of us have. That's like, well, maybe they're going to go to the big church and fall in love with it because they're still open during the storm. Well, maybe the big church is making a poor decision, or maybe the small church is making a poor decision, staying open in the storm. But that's not on you. Chances are your kid is probably not going to go there. And if they go there, it doesn't mean they've completely forgot about you. So with that being said, what do you do during these type of days when you cancel? Do you just not do anything and just pray and say, hey, hope you guys are good. I'll see you next week. What do you do in these contexts? I've told you what I've done. I would love to hear from you. And like I said, if you haven't subscribed, you haven't liked, please do that. And I hope to see you guys next week. Hopefully I have student ministry. Hopefully I have a youth group night. It'll be great. All right, guys. God bless. See you next week.